Hi, this is John Papa. Welcome back to Silver Lake TV. Today, I'm at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas for Dev Connections. We're live here at the Silverlight launch event, and I've got Dave Wolf with me, special guest from Synergy Systems.
How's it going, John?
How you doing?
Good.
We've worked a little bit together on getting a few demos over the last couple days and at Mix.
Yep.
So I invited Dave on the show because while I've got him here, because he lives very far away from me, I wanted to make sure we get a chance to talk about the amazing work that you've done with the eBay product. So can you tell us a little about what you've done here?
Yeah, so we came in and helped eBay concept out a new software product to help on the sell side for listers, and specifically kind of an interesting segment, which is the occasional lister, right? Not the power lister, but somebody that's got, you know, a Rembrandt in the attic or a collection of old CDs or things they have they'd love to sell, and what could we do to make it just fundamentally, you know, easy for them to do that?
Yeah, and that's great. And so, I mean, this is something I remember first hearing about this project. It was great for me because somebody who sells maybe 5 or 10 items a month like me, you know, to make the process so it's, bam, I can just list all these items real quick.
Yeah, what can we do to list the product in a minute, 2 minutes, something like that?
Yes, and if you're hearing noise in the background, it's because we're in the middle of a conference and there's lots of people. There's thousands of people, actually. So we were trying to find an area where we could all get into here and actually talk and hear each other. So right here we've got Silverlight TV. I got Dave Wolf with me again. You're in your VP of
Strategy.
Yeah, and I was calling it strategy.
Yeah, earlier. Strategy, synergy.
Synergy, yeah. Strategy.
VP of strategy.
You're so. Dave Wolfery. So it's great. So this application, and you used quite a bit of the Microsoft stack to do this, right?
We did. So this is Silverlight 4, one of the first seen Silverlight 4 applications running against the live eBay services, which is what we're looking at here. And Silverlight 4 out of browser.
Right.
C-sharp, some custom ports to some C-sharp things like the Zebra Crossing barcode reader and the such.
And the barcode reader, there's nothing native for barcode reader. You use the webcam.
Yep. So we took the webcam and a port of the Zebra Crossing barcode reading API and integrated right in running locally on the client side.
And is that CodePlex? Is that where that is?
So that comes from CodePlex, and we're looking at what we can do to submit that back, the C-sharp port as well. So hopefully we'll have some good news there about being able to do
that. Excellent. If we ever get that, I'd love to put that up on the site for a
link. Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk all about that then.
So, and then you mentioned out-of-browser was a main feature. Why did this application have to become out-of-browser?
You know, there's a lot of features and functionality that were just deadpan simpler for the lister if it was running out of browser, and we had the functionality and integration with the desktop. One's the webcam, right? Being able to do that as a trusted app without having pop-ups and coming up and asking scary questions.
And you can use a webcam in browser, but the reason out of browser was nicer because of the prompting?
Yeah, it's just natural, right? You bring the webcam on, but it also gave us the drag and drop from the file system, which was huge. You don't think about it, but when you list a product on eBay, maybe you pull out your camera or you pull out a camera phone. Before, what you have to do is stick the SIM card in and then do a lot of file, open, browse to the right folder, go to large icons, all of that. Being able to just go to a directory, see the large icon, take it and drag it right in was huge to sellers.
And you could use your own webcam to snap the picture and go. And this is one of the common things you hear all the time is somebody lists an item and, you don't hear all the time, but I get upset about it. Somebody lists an item without a picture. Well, what am I buying? You know, what's going on? This makes it easy.
Yeah, there are a lot of things we learned in working with eBay, who is a really great partner through all of this, about what makes people buy, what makes a transaction go poorly. Things like it's poorly described, it's not the right product description. The condition all the way to what it is isn't well described. As well as things like a listing that starts at 99 cents sells much, much better than a higher amount, or one that has a picture, as you pointed out, sells a lot
better.
Yeah,
I was shocked to hear that, actually. 99 cents was the most popular starting point.
Yeah, things sell much better that way. Other lesson we learned was photo editing. So not only do you have to import these pictures in, but if you want to edit them and crop them, you had to go fire up another product. So it was another example.
You do support photo editing in this application.
Yeah, it was another great thing, getting to roll that in, which is a new Silverlight 4 feature as well.
So the overarching goal for this, what you've mentioned some of it from eBay's standpoint, we talked about making it simpler, easier, faster, whatever all those terms might be. But in addition, being out of browser, they don't have to open up and fire up and go to a URL.
That's
they
right.
They can just have it on their desktop ready to go.
They can have it on their desktop. There can be a shortcut on their desktop. It's in the start menu. They can pin it to the taskbar, all of that.
So the question everybody's going to be asking about is two questions. When can I have it? First, is this a real app, and when can I have it?
Yeah. So it is a real app. Mm-hmm. It's currently in testing. As we know, they launched Silverlight 4 today, but the actual release date, I think, is the 15th.
Yes.
eBay is looking to release this to a subset of their sellers. You imagine they have a lot of sellers as part of the continuing testing, but they are looking at a full and broad rollout. rollout, we'll be looking at it here, running against the live eBay services. Actually, live on my account, so
excellent,
we won't actually list anything, I think. Unless you have something you want to sell, like your Silverlight TV guy.
We could sell the Silverlight TV guys. They are very, very popular. He's wearing his own little shirt today, like the guys walking around Vegas with the clickers, right?
Right.
So we're all set there. So I'd love to see the application now. Could we zoom in over here?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take a look. Okay, so what we're looking at is actually the install experience. We're talking about this in the keynote. The install experience is really, really important to eBay. We're installing a piece of software. We want to make this easy. We want to make sure people install it. And the best way to do that is by making that easy.
So you start off with a really nice web page that makes it look like, hey, you're missing out if you don't.
Exactly right. You want to sell better, you want to install this thing. Add a little bit of interaction, right? Make it look nice. And then you simply click here. Once you do that, it's going to say, is it okay to install it? And that's pretty much it. No other runtimes. You'll see here it installs, you know, nearly instantly.
In installing, as I did it over the network as well, when we were testing, it was actually very, very fast. I mean, it was seconds just like this.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got now an actual desktop application. So you'll see, you know, there's here I could now come in and pin this to the taskbar, which means it's always going to be there. I could go to my start menu and pull it up and all of that.
Excellent.
So, you know, there are a few routes here. We're gonna mix it up and show a different one, product that we showed in the keynote.
Okay.
The Visual Studio. Let's go sell an Xbox game, which is a pretty common one, right? I have
sure.
All these Xbox games around. So we wanted to make it very simple. You'll see tips throughout the whole thing that kind of give you hints. Hey, just start typing, and we'll start typing and say, I just want Gears of War, and we'll see, boom, pops up.
This is hitting live eBay APIs. You guys didn't write those APIs. Those were the eBay
APIs.
Exactly.
These are the eBay APIs. But we pull out as much great information as we can. So here's one title, Gears of War, Xbox 360, 2008. There are a few of them. You'll notice this is one of the problems they were really trying to solve. How do you get these descriptions to come together?
Sure.
If we wanted to list, we could say, yep, just start with this, and we'll jump off and do the listing. As we were saying as well, if you didn't find it, we'd use these intelligent categories. So we come in and say, okay, let's start a new listing. We think you're talking about video games.
And right? It's got intelligent. It's not sure if it's a video game or a book. It's going to be like the solution book or toys. Yeah, it's finding the categories that are related to this.
They're related to that, exactly. Now, we could have started that way, but let's go back. So we're going to come back to one that goes that way, because what everyone was really excited about was the barcode reading.
Right.
Let's take a look at that. Now, I don't have Gears of War with me.
And there's our cameraman.
And there's our cameraman, who gets to be on TV himself. This doesn't happen very often. I don't have it with me, so I'm not going to scan the barcode, but we're actually going to scan the barcode. And this is pretty neat interaction, which a lot of people hadn't seen before, which is I can take this barcode here and
that
actually
taken
just...
A pre-
that I took
snapshot.
Already, which is pretty common, right? Sellers might do this with a camera phone. And drag it right into here. We're going to go hit the eBay services. Running over an air card here, so.
Yes,
And notice how important that is. So it comes back. First off, it was, I guess, Rock Band, not Gears of War that I had.
I guess it was.
With the right description with the average price, and we can go on and list that. To show you that we're not kind of fudging around, that was a really nice copy of a barcode. Here's one that you can see here that was actually taken right off of the game itself, and drag that in, and there it goes. So you don't have to be an incredible photographer. That barcode's not.
And that's
that great.
Not the best snapshot of a barcode, but it still works.
Yeah, it still works. Absolutely. I think it's neat interaction. We're able to drag things into a webcam view.
Absolutely.
So we can say use for listing. What it's going out and going to do is scurry eBay and all their services, as you said, and gather as much information as we can about the product. It's really important, you know, to have a satisfying transaction that everything comes out described well. And you'll see that throughout the place. So if I come and say, my product's actually in good condition, we help describe what good is. We tell you we know it's by MTV Games, we know it's UPC, we know the platform it runs on, we know its average price. I can click through. We skip a lot of stuff because we've sort of done it already. I can set the auction price.
Now,
next.
You can go back to those items if you wanted to change, I assume it was like description and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we're pretty much done. We could just list this thing right now.
So in under literally 20 seconds, you could go 20 seconds beginning to end.
Yeah. And if you had you imagine if it had a whole array of these games, that'd be great, right? You could list. Let's go back to the beginning again and take a look at something here.
I love that slider. That's great animation.
So let's say, though, that was great that it was the barcode, but we also know not everybody has the barcode, right? And it's not always that simple. Let's say we want to sell something as simple as a red dress. now, the search is probably not going to help me very much here.
I often sell red dresses. Yes.
Yeah. I sell a red dress. I have a red dress. That's not what I'm looking for, although it's
there
an interesting
red
book,
dress.
I'm sure. But I can go to the search categories, and here's where it becomes really helpful. Are you trying to sell women's clothing dresses?
Clothing, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely, and say use this. And now all the flow becomes really customized. So more that great desktop integration, I could grab this picture I have of the red dress, simply drag it in here.
What's the problem? It did not fit anymore, or?
Yeah, it's actually out of season.
Oh, okay,
for me.
Gotcha.
So I have the dress. I could make that my main photo and be gone. Another thing we heard in talking to him, we were saying, was photo editing,
right.
Where they'd have to go and leave and go to another product. So we added here in Silverlight 4 was built-in photo editing. So I can come in and crop this and say, you know, I actually want the picture to be more like that. Maybe that's a little nicer one. I can apply that. So
excellent.
Yeah, I want to keep it. We can change all kinds of things. I could change the brightness and contrast. So come in and maybe not do
that's
that.
That's a little dark, I think.
Yeah. Me
there
and my
go.
New mouse skills. But that's a little better. Change the brightness, et cetera, and save that. Done. Use that for the listing.
And you can rotate as well, I saw. That's nice.
I could if we wanted to see what the dress
right.
You know,
if you
look
but
like
that's important
down.
If you get a sideways picture, like with a camera phone.
Yeah, but it is really important, you're
mm-hmm.
right. And now you'll notice the flow very interestingly changes. It starts asking me slightly different questions. Like the condition now is it new with tags? It knows it's a dress. It describes what new with tags means. I could pick an occasion, so we could say it's a cocktail dress, as an example. As I scroll through here, now it's also going to ask me something like the size of the dress. Of course, I know nothing
this
about
is very
dresses.
Detailed.
Yeah, so I can come in here and say, you know.
And while your application didn't figure out, I mean, it didn't figure all these things out, if it used the eBay APIs to do so, your application is deciphering that information and generating the input areas, correct?
Exactly. And presenting in a way it's obvious. When we say, hey, give me chest, well, what is chest, right? And then we try to do really smart things, like you'll notice the properties we actually then describe in plain text what all those measurements really
right.
meant, because that's really what the buyer cares about. We click next, same thing. How's the amount for the listing? Except I'll actually hit next this time. I wanted to show more of that transition. And that's it. Same deal. Ready to list.
And then you could edit any of these items here through the accordion.
Exactly.
So you're using, that's a good point, you're using the accordion from the Silverlight Toolkit. Is
yep.
that correct?
Yep, exactly. And the item description is here, automatically dropped into that. And I could go edit the photos and go back. Or I could just list it. And since I don't have this red dress to sell on eBay today, I think we won't list it.
And this is live right now.
Yeah, this is live running on eBay. So.
Okay, so we don't want to list
and in
the
my
red
account,
dress.
So.
And you probably might want to keep that. It's still in season, I think. So.
Exactly.
Excellent. This is a great application. I really love all the stuff that eBay's got with this. And what kind of future things do you see? As far as, you know, maybe next steps.
Yeah, you know, after we list the product, there's a little bit of detail here to be able to track your listings, but definitely looking at being able to expand that out, so getting past not just listing the product, but tracking it.
Can you view your current listings that are out there?
You can, yeah. So we could go look at the current listings, we can
okay.
set settings, we can navigate around. You can preset a lot of stuff here, so in the settings I could actually preset the shipping method that I like. Whether I want some of that help or not.
That's great, because this is a screen you probably set once in a while, and you don't want to keep setting your shipping settings all the time.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Exactly.
You can turn off tips. I like that, too.
Yeah, well, and you can. Like, after a while, those tips are really helpful, but you may just go, I don't really need them. I'm just going
to
fly through.
I know what to do now, yeah.
Yeah, once I've listed, you know, 5 of my Xbox games, I'm going to list the other 72. Moving on. So we're going to expand kind of the functionality of
okay.
it inside of the sell side and just make it richer and richer. But, you know, we're really first looking to get it out into the hands of the sellers and really get some feedback. It's a big thing for us at Synergy is getting these things out into real people's hands as quickly as we can and getting them to try it out, which is, you know, part of the push for getting this first release done as quickly as we got it done as well.
Right. And this all started, I think, I remember the design process in January
of this year. Yeah, a couple weeks in the January of this year. Yeah.
Excellent. And this application also does toast, right? Notifications that pop
it
up?
It does. Yep, exactly. So if we were to list that would pop up. If somebody bid on it, the toast would pop up. And that's all, you know, cross-platform. We're seeing it here on Windows, but it's going to be deployed and tested and running on the Mac as well.
Well, this is great. The real question everybody wants to know is, can I have it now? So,
yeah, you know, so here we launched, or you guys, I should say, launched Silverlight 4 today. It's
right.
going to ship in a couple of days. eBay is going to be rolling this out to a select set of their sellers. And then expanding out from there within the next few weeks.
Right.
So the goal was to get this out as quickly as we could once we had, you know, a real Silverlight 4 and a go-live license. eBay's excited to get it out, is committed to get it out. We're excited to see it out and get it out in the community. So keep your fingers crossed. It'll be just a couple of weeks.
And if somebody wants to see the full keynote demos, the keynote demos for both Mix and for Dev Connections are going to be on. One of them's online already. The other one will be online in a couple of days.
Yep. They're on Zoom, too. If you have a Zoom account.
Yes, you can. So you can watch the whole thing. Well, that's a great demo, Dave. Thanks for showing that
to us. Yeah, absolutely.
Really appreciate it. And I think all viewers would really like to see the eBay application. I know they can go and they can look at it at for Mix and for the keynote for here, Dev Connections. And
yep.
We got some good things to look forward to down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
thanks for coming on.
Yeah, great seeing
appreciate
you again.
Thanks for watching.
Okay.